Hello students, today we are going to see the basics of Python programming. Introduction. Python is easy to learn and it's a powerful object-oriented programming language. It is very high-level programming language as it lacks the syntax. Even then, it is powerful as in many other programming languages like C, C++, Java, etc. Python programming language was developed by Guido von Rossum in February 1991. And it was further developed by the Python Software Foundation. It was designed with an emphasis on code readability, means the code itself will tell you the purpose of writing the code. It is self-explanatory. It is based on two programming languages. One is the ABC language, created as a replacement of BASIC, and another one is the Modular 3, which was in use in late 1980s. It was named after the comedy television show Monty Python's Flying Circus. There are two major Python versions, Python 2 and Python 3, and both are quite different in terms of the libraries they support and in terms of the input they take. Features of Python. It is free and open source, means it is freely available without any cost. It is open source, means its source code is available to you for modifications as per your requirement, and that is the reason there are many distributors nowadays available for Python, and you can download the Python free of cost from the net also. It is easy to use. It is compact and very easy to use object-oriented language with very simple syntax rules. Expressive language means the code itself will tell you the purpose of writing the code. See, for example, in C++, for swapping the values, two values, here you can see I'm swapping the values of x and y by using third variable temp. So first I'm assigning the value of x, that is 2, to temp. Then I'm assigning the value of y, that is 3, to x. And the temp's value, that which was 2, I'm assigning to y. So here I'm swapping the values of two variables by using the third variable, and this type of code is possible in C++ because C++ it supports the mutable data type. Same code I written in Python only in two lines. You can see here I used here the multiple assignment statement. X comma y is equal to 2 comma 3, so this 2 will be assigned to x, 3 will be assigned to y, and then x comma y is equal to y comma x, means this y will be assigned to x and the x will be assigned to y. And this type of compact coding is possible in Python because Python supports the immutable data types. Another feature is it is an interpreted language. It means it executes the code line by line at a time instead of executing the whole code at once. Complete language. All types of required functionality is available through various modules which the Python standard library supports. You can create your own modules also. Cross-platform language. So it can run on variety of platforms like Windows, Linux, Unix, Macintosh, supercomputers, smartphones. It is portable language. Means the program which is written on one computer can be copied on another computer and can be executed there. That's what is called portable language also. And there are variety of applications of the Pythons. It is being used in many diverse fields, applications like scripting, web scripting, web applications, game developments, system administrations, rapid prototyping, GUI programs, means you can develop the graphical user interface based programs also by using Python, database applications. Apart from this, so many advantages of the Python, there are certain limitations of the Pythons also. It is not the fastest language. It is not a fully compiled language, so it tend to be slower. So it first semi-compiled into an internal bytecode. Whatever the program you are executing, it will be first semi-compiled into an internal bytecode, and that is then executed by the Python interpreter. So because of that, it tend to be slower in execution. It supports lesser libraries than C, Java and Perl. It is not strong on type binding. It is not very strong on catching type mismatch issue. It means what? The variables which are using in Python, you can assign the data of different data types, even then it will not show any error message. So that is called the type mismatch. It is weak on type mismatch. Not easily convertible. Because of its lack of syntax, it is difficult to translate a Python program into another programming language program which has a strong syntax. Now, working in Python. So there are various Python distributions available today. So one is the default installation which is available from www.python.org, and that is called C Python installation. This is also called Core Python. Another one is Anaconda Python distribution, and it is highly recommended distribution that comes preloaded with many packages as and libraries. Example, NumPy, SciPy, Panda, etc. So many popular IDEs are also available. IDEs means Integrated Development Environments, where you can write your programs, are available nowadays, like a Spider IDE, PyScripter IDE, and out of these, the Spider IDE, it is already available as part of the Anaconda Python distributions, and we are going to use that one also. Working in the default C Python. So you can work in two modes in the C Python, that is Core Python. One is the interactive mode, another is the script mode. So in interactive mode, you can type one command at a time, and the Python executes the given command there and then and gives the output. You cannot store these commands for later use inside a file. That is a drawback for working in interactive mode. And the advantage is that you can see the output there and then itself. So you can come out, you can find out the correctness of the commands, whatever you are using. To work in interactive mode, you have to follow the steps. You have to click on start button, then all programs, then Python 3.8, and then IDLE. You can see here in the figure it is shown. So IDLE is selected. Or you can do start button, all programs, Python 3.8, and then Python 3.8 again. Just below the IDLE, you can see in the figure, Python 3.8 is there, that you can click to work in the interactive mode. So it will open the Python shell with the Python prompt, that is nothing but the triple greater than symbol, you can see in the figure. In front of that prompt, you have to type the Python commands. See the next figure here, I typed there 5 plus 3, it is showing 8. Then I type print welcome, it is showing the welcome symbol there, welcome message there. Then I'm assigning the value of 10 to A, value of 40 to B, and then I'm calculating A plus B, it is showing the value, the result 50. Here you can see the various outputs of the various commands, they are sandwiched in between the other outputs. And furthermore, what are the commands you typed here in the interactive mode, you cannot save it for later use. Next, working in script mode. In Python IDLE. So in script mode, you can save all the commands in the form of the program file, and you can show all the output lines together instead of sandwiching in between other outputs, and which is not possible in interactive mode. So to work in script mode, you have to follow the following steps. You have to click on the start button, then all programs, then Python 3.8, and then IDLE. So it will open the interactive IDE window. In that you have to click on file and then new to start the editor window. In the new window, you type the command to save in the form of program. Here you can see in the figure, I selected file and then new file, and it has opened a new editor window. There you have to type the Python commands. To save it, you have to click on the file, then save, and you have to save the file with an extension .py. For that, you have to select save as type as Python files, and in the file name text box you have to give the file name and click on the save. To run the Python program, you have to follow run then run module, or you have to press the F5 key. So it will show you the output in the console window. You can see here hello world is shown in the output. Okay, now working in Anaconda distribution. Anaconda distribution provides the following tools that you can use to work in Python. There are various other tools also Anaconda distribution provides you, but we are going to see only the two tools which will help you to work in interactive mode and script mode. First one is a Jupyter Notebook. So it is a web-based interactive computing environment. For that, you require the net connections. So in Jupyter Notebook also, we can work in the interactive mode as well as in the script mode. There also, we can type the command and execute it. You can create the program files also. But for that, you require the net connection. Another most popular one is the Spider. So it is powerful Python IDE with many useful editing, interactive testing, and debugging features. And this is offline mode. So in Spider, you can work in offline. There is no need for having the net connection. So working in Spider ID, to launch Spider ID, you have to click on Start button, then Programs, then Anaconda and Spider. The Spider will get loaded into your system. To work in interactive mode in the Spider, you have to type the command in the IPython console pane of Spider window, which is available on the right hand side. See the figure here. In 2, it is showing in 1, in 2, that is nothing but the command prompts. There you can type the commands of the Python. See in the figure, I type print hello world and it is printing the hello world. Then and there itself, it is showing the output. To work in script mode in the Python, you have to follow, you have to type the commands in the editor pane of the Spider window, which is available on the left hand side. To save the file, you have to click on file save or file save as, and you have to make sure that to select the save as type as Python files, and the file name in the file name text box, you have to type the file name under which you want to save your program, and then click on save. To run the program, you have to click on run and then again run, or you have to press the F5 key. Now my first program, hello world, that we are going to write in the Spider. So start Spider ID, then click on file, new file. It will open the new editor window. Type the following command, hash my first program. So as it is starting with the hash, so it is a comment line. So it is a non-executable statement. It will not be executed. This is only for, it is given only for readability purpose. Then next, print in parenthesis, I have written in double quotation marks, the hello world. Save this file as a Python files and give the .py extension. You can run your script by clicking on the run icon, which is available in the toolbar, or by clicking run command, or by pressing F5 key, and it will show the output in the console window on the right hand side. Now in the previous program, we use the print. Now see how the print functions can be used. Understanding print. To print or display output, Python provides the print functions. So the syntax of print function is print, opening parenthesis, then square bracket, double quotation prompt, comma, square bracket, variable 1 or expression 1, comma, square bracket, variable 2 or expression 2, dot, dot, dot. So inside the parenthesis, you can see all the objects are in square brackets. It means they are optional. They are not compulsory. The prompt can be there, cannot be there. Variables or expression can be there or cannot be there. See, in this case, prompt is nothing but actually the message which you want to display when you run the print command. And variables are the values which you want to print on the screen. See the example here, print hello world. I want to print this message hello world on the screen. So it is written in double quotation marks. Print, you can see the next example, print double quotation percent equal to. Now you can see here percentage equal to, that is in double quotation marks. So this message, this prompt will be printed as it is on the screen. And here comma percent, this percent is a variable which is not enclosed in any quotation marks. So the value of that percent will be printed in front of the percentage equal to. You can see the figure. This is the Spider IDE window where I written this program. The left hand side, it is the editor window, and the right hand side is the console window. In the console window, it shows the output hello world here. So that's it for today. Thank you.